This is Dr. Dave, and we're going to talk about some of the characteristics found in a positive operating system. There are actually 12 major characteristics found in a positive operating system. After you review the 12 attributes of a positive operating system, you'll understand how important it is to have a positive operating system up and running in your mind. Number one, a positive operating system has a positive focus. A positive mind isn't an accident. It's something that you do on purpose. A persistently positive focus creates a consistently positive mind. The war for a positive mind is fought on the battlefield of focus. When you control your focus, you control your thoughts and emotions. A positive focus pushes your heart and mind in a positive direction. A positive focus gives you powerful leverage over your mind. When you focus on a thought, it forces your mind to look in the direction of that thought. When you focus on it for a minute, you push your mind in that direction for a minute. When you consistently focus on it for weeks and months, your life moves in that direction. Your positive focus creates a positive life. You can only think one thought at a time. When you focus on a thought, you displace all others from your mind. A positive focus enables you to displace unwanted thoughts with positive ones. You displace limiting thoughts with empowering ones. A positive focus makes it possible to install a positive operating system and gives you the leverage to push your mind in a positive direction. Number two, a positive operating system interprets events in an optimistic manner, giving them a positive meaning. It takes bad things and makes them into something better. You choose the meaning of what happens in your life. Each event is devoid of meaning until you decide what it means to you. The choice you make determines whether you regard problems as catastrophes or opportunities for growth. There is never a good reason to interpret events in a negative manner. No matter how negative a situation is, thinking negatively only makes it worse. When you choose to think positive, bad things become better things and your life starts to improve. No amount of positive thinking will take something bad and turn it into something good. Nevertheless, positive thinking will turn it into something better. Although it's impossible to always get exactly what you want, you can always take a bad situation and make it into something better. Going for the better isn't a fantasy or a fairy tale. It's an essential skill you must use if you want to live your dreams. You'll have many opportunities to take bad experiences and make them better. Whenever you can't get what you want, you have a choice. You can accept the bad experience and learn to live with it, or you can make it into something better. When life doesn't work out as planned, don't surrender or assume that all is lost. Convert bad things into better things and keep working on your dreams. Modify your plans, stick to your purpose, and never surrender your dreams. Number three, a positive operating system looks for the good in everyone. Your good finder is up and running all the time. You discover the good in everyone you meet, and you develop positive relationships and positive networks that enrich your life. Your good finder brings good people into your world. Good things happen to you when you look for the good in other people. You discover that most people are doing the best they can with the resources they have. It's rare to meet a person who is bad to the bone. Only a few people are hell-bent for destruction and make it their business to make everyone else miserable. When you look for the good in other people, you are using the power of positive focus to make good things expand into your life. A good finder works because of the power of positive focus. When you look for the good in people, you find it and it makes your life richer. It's easy to become a critic, to identify human frailties, and to point out the compromises that other people make in their agreement with life. The only problem with this approach is that you are running your bad finder rather than your good finder. You can't just say that you're looking for the good. You actually must do it. You must take out your paper and pencil and write down the good things you find in every person you meet. Discipline is required in this area. If you don't look for the good in other people, you won't find it, and your life will be poorer as a result. Number four, a positive operating system looks for the good in everything that happens. Looking for the good is like prospecting for gold in a gold mine. The gold is there, but you have to look for it to find it. Looking for the good in your life works the same way. You've got a lot of gold in your life, but you have to look for it to discover it. Make yourself into a mental millionaire by consistently looking for the good in every area of your life. Every time you discover something good, pay yourself $1. Every time you discover something bad, fine yourself $2. At the end of the day, settle your accounts. If you're not money ahead, then you're on the way to mental bankruptcy. If you don't have twice as many positive thoughts as negative ones, you are in trouble. You aren't looking for the good, and you have a negative focus. Number 5, a positive operating system has positive expectations. Positive expectations bring good things into your life. They're like a giant magnet that attracts a positive future. They help you live longer and better. Medical research has shown that optimists live longer than pessimists. They have less illness, and when they get sick, they recover faster. Positive expectations are a self-fulfilling prophecy. When you have positive expectations, you anticipate that good things will happen. You start to think positive thoughts and take positive actions that lead to a positive life. Negative expectations are also a self-fulfilling prophecy. They are the script for a negative future. When you have negative expectations, you anticipate that bad things will happen. You start thinking negative thoughts and take negative actions that result in a negative life. The easiest way to develop positive expectations is to turn on your good finder. When you look for the good, you find it. And the more you look for it, the better your life becomes. Each day of your life can be better than the last. Forget about the good old days. It's the new days that are going to be really terrific. You have a positive future, and there is no limit to how good your life can become. Why should the old days be better? There's no reason to look backward when the future holds such great promise. No matter what problems you face, you should be able to make each day better than the last in some significant way. Each day, ask yourself how you can make today the best day of your life. Number 6, a positive operating system is positively congruent. Your mind, your heart, and your will all head in the same positive direction. Your intellect, emotions, and will speak with one voice, and they march lockstep in the same direction. Your head selects a positive destination, your heart enjoys the trip, and your will takes you there. All three parts of who you are move congruently in the same direction. Sometimes your head leads the way, and other times it's your heart and will that are out there in the front showing the way. It doesn't matter which leads, as long as all three come along for the ride. Number 7. A positive operating system manifests a positive spirituality based on love. God's love is not only the most powerful force in the universe, it's the most positive force as well. God doesn't win through intimidation. He wins through love. When you look to the creator of the universe, he looks back at you through eyes of love. God is love and works by love and by nothing else than love. When God works in your life, it's love that makes the miracles happen. When God fights against evil, he uses the power of love. When he blesses the good, he does it with love. Whatever dark forces reside in the universe and conspire against you, you have the assurance that God is on your side, helping you overcome them. There is no meanness or darkness to God's character that you must appease. It's important to understand that God doesn't have a dark side. Otherwise, you could never trust him. One minute God would love you, and the next he would zap you with 100,000 punishing volts to get your attention. God's unconditional love is one of the constants of the universe. His love is unremitting, and you can build your life on it and around it. This fact alone forms a positive frame of reference for your life. You have a good life, and God is working with you to make it even better. There is no limit to how good your life can become when your heart and mind are full of God's love. People who have suffered physical and mental abuse need to understand that God made a good world, and he can give them the power to make their life into something beautiful. There is hope. God is on your side, and that's why the Apostle Paul said, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Number 8, a positive operating system has a positive self-image. The Bible says that you were made in the image of God. You are a reflection of God's creative love, and his image forms the foundation for your self-image. God wants you to lead an image-oriented lifestyle fashioned after his image. That saves you the trouble of having to create, modify, and prop up an image that you manufacture for yourself. You don't need to create elaborate fairy tales about who you are, and you don't need to bother to sell that image to the world. No matter how hard you work to create your own self-image, you are destined to fail because you're making up a fairy tale that you attempt to project to the world. It's a show, a sham, a ploy, a game, and you know it. When you give up your quest to create your own image and accept the fact that you're made in the image of God, your focus shifts from you to Him. There's a family likeness because you are made in His image. Number 9, a positive operating system has positive self-esteem. God loves you and accepts you the way that you are, and His love forms the foundation for true self-esteem. God says that you are worthy because He created you and loves you as you are, with all your imperfections and weaknesses. Since God loves you, it's okay for you to love yourself and feel good about yourself. If it's good enough for God, it should be good enough for you. Where you are now isn't that important. It's where you are going that counts. Who you are now doesn't matter nearly as much as who you're going to become when the power of God's love rolls through your heart and mind and makes you into a new person with a new way of thinking, feeling, and acting. God is on your side, and He is taking you on a trip in which there is no limit to how good your life can become. It's okay to be who you are now. In fact, you should feel good about who you are because you are a work in progress connected to the most powerful and most loving force in the universe. Number 10, a positive operating system gives you real power. Nothing is more powerful than God's love. When all else fails, when the hand of flesh falls limp, God's love remains unfettered and unstoppable. When His love comes in the front door, misery, despair, and depression head for the emergency exit. God's love is real power. In fact, the most powerful force in the universe is God's love. Every day, God pours His love into the human heart and mind and makes life worth living. When all therapies have failed and fallen by the wayside, God's love endures. God is in it with you for the long haul, and no matter how hard the road, no matter how big the obstacles, God is going the distance with you. Nothing is too hard for God, and when you max out on His love, you have the most powerful force in the universe on your side, making good things happen. God gives you the positive power to do more than survive. He gives you the power to thrive. His love takes you from where you are to where you need to be. God isn't looking for an iron will. He is simply looking for a willing heart in which He can make miracles happen. Number 11, a positive operating system takes you on a trip to Peru every day. Peru is an acronym that stands for positive, empowering, resourceful, and unlimited. People who have a positive operating system take a trip to Peru every day, and they keep a journal recording what happens during the trip. Each day they make 4 new entries in their journal. P stands for positive. They write one new positive thought that becomes a part of their positive operating system. E stands for empowering. They write one new empowering thought that increases their strength and energy. R stands for resourceful. They write one new resourceful thought that pushes their life in the direction of excellence. And U stands for unlimited. They write what they're going to do that day to chip away at the limitations found in their mind. Their journal is jam-packed full of all the good things that are happening and going to happen in their life. It's a constant reminder that there is no limit to how good their life can become, and it maintains a positive focus uppermost in their mind. Number 12. A positive operating system takes you to a positive destination. Every destination starts as a thought, and positive thoughts lead to positive destinations. The wheel of change always turns in the direction of what you put into your mind, and when you put positive things in your mind, you install a positive operating system and you travel to a positive destination. Eliminating the negative isn't enough. You must go the rest of the way and fill your mind with positive things. Although it's possible to minimize the harmful effects of a negative operating system, damage control isn't enough. What you really need is a positive operating system to be up and running all the time. It's not enough to eliminate all of your cognitive distortions. That's only the first part of the job. You need to go all of the way and install a positive operating system. This isn't a mental makeover or damage control. It's a whole new way of thinking and feeling. It's a new way of looking at yourself and at your world. You need to consistently and persistently focus your mind on positive things in order to push it in a positive direction. You can make your life as positive as you want if you relentlessly put positive things into your mind.